This is Total Rock. My name's Andy King. It is, of course, Helter Shelter Day, Sunday, the 20th of October. And sitting here in the office with me, it's quite weird, actually, because I got into Total Rock this morning and there was a band on the bill and I thought, who the hell are they? Never heard of them. Where do they come from? What's going on here? Anyway, their name was P.I.T.T., which I now understand stands for Pitt, because I'm fast, see. And they're sitting here in the shape of Stefan, the guitarist, Kerin, the drummer, Alex, the bass player, and Marco, the vocalist. No stranger to the Total Rock chat room, I suspect, Marcus. And I discover you're from South Africa. The plot thickens. Hi, guys, how are you doing?
Hello. Pretty cool, thank you.
Good. Very good to see you, and very good to hear you, too. And I was sort of standing there thinking, I wasn't aware of a sort of death metal, or as you call yourself, melodic death thrash band in these parts, and now I am. Tell me the story. First of all, what does PIT stand for, and how are you all here, and why?
PIT stands for To Each His Own.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, in what? In Afrikaans or something?
No. Oh. Yeah, you should think it would be that easy. It's just everybody can have their own interpretation. It makes life a hell of a lot more interesting.
Now, you're the second band that said that to me in this studio today, and the other was PDHM.
Funny that.
Yes. Which does not necessarily stand for Punks Do Heavy Metal, which I was rather disappointed to decide. They said, no, everyone can make their own mind.
Well, we've had numerous versions of what it stands for, but most of them are rather rude and vulgar and crude. But whatever you want to come up with, email it to us.
Yeah,
sure,
absolutely.
We'll appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's have a little Total Rock competition running here. What does P.I.T.T. stand for? And you can wait till you've heard the tracks before you make suggestions.
And anything with pedophiles is already taken, so.
All right.
The rudest one might possibly get a free CD.
Yeah, and no prizes if your first word is penis. So there.
Yes, because we're already penises in silly trousers. Silly. Sorry. Silly.
So how come you're here, guys? What's the PIT story?
Well, we've been playing back in South Africa for almost 6 years, and we really got to as far as we could get, playing clubs and dingy little dives, and that was it, maybe 30 people if we were lucky. And there really is no music scene there. I mean, metal gets completely ignored. Huh. As far as the industry is concerned, it doesn't exist.
More than here.
Yeah, way more than here. Is the dreamland for us.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's how good it is.
That's why we came here.
Yeah. Yeah, and also just sick of the bullshit that's going on in that country, and so all things put together, we decided to make the move and get over to London.
Right.
See how it goes here, and so far it's going really well.
And you've been here for what, a year and a half now?
Just about a year and a half, yeah.
Over a year and a half, yeah. Gotcha, February 2001.
Right. This album I've got in my hand, Forced Disillusion, was that a product of being in the UK or being in South
Africa? No, it was recorded in South Africa.
Right.
Put through B Sharp Records, Bob B Sharp Studios, which is where we recorded the album. War Records, which was friends of ours, were going to do a distribution deal for us in South Africa and like hopefully around the world, but they kind of got robbed blind in South Africa and folded, so we were settled with all the CDs. And so when we came over, we just brought as many of them as we possibly could get out of the country, so we were selling them ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. It's completely self-financed, I guess, and we are looking for a label, so if you like the stuff, give us a call.
And management would be nice, too.
So you can get us lots and lots of gigs.
Right. Are you guys presumably having to work in the daytime to fund your habit?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yeah. That's a drag, I guess. That's something that
It's a drag, but it's necessary, obviously. Yeah. I mean, everyone
we'd like to eat, so...
And owing
to the weather in this country where it's raining every day, a roof over our heads is always a good thing too.
Now you're sounding like Micah. Yoda, as we call him. Yoda who wanders around mumbling all in the weather in his
own country. Hey, nothing wrong with the weather, you just want to sleep in it.
Absolutely. Tell me a bit more about you. Who are the big musical influences for you individually and collectively?
Well, it's a big question that we're all quite different. I mean, I grew up with Iron Maiden, really. Got into a bit of Metallica, and that was it until I finished school, because nobody else around me listened to metal.
Right.
But Kieran and Marco's influences are completely different. More death metal from Kieran, really, Sepultura.
Yeah, In Flames, Fear Factory, anything like that.
In Flames Fear Factory.
Yeah. If anyone's at the In Flames gig, wow, that wasn't that awesome. And then Marco's got, big time 80s thrash influence.
Oh yeah, big time. And Thrax, met them on Friday. That was just the coolest thing in my entire life.
What a day Friday was, wasn't it?
They were just magic people as well.
Yeah, they were really sweet, weren't
just
they?
Them, Suicidal Tendencies, Testament, Violence, Death Angel, Exodus, Bay Area thrash scene was pretty much everything that I got into.
Yeah. And that. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, I'm into a lot of thrash also from the 80s. That's where it all started for me.
Yeah.
Because I used to play guitar, and then I still do. But then I ended up playing bass for Pit because I needed someone. So it's basically a bit of technical shredding on bass, which is interesting. I don't know.
Again, this is interesting because other bands today have been telling the same story. And again, PDHM, I have to say, whose drummer apparently only started playing drums 4 months ago, before which he was a guitarist.
Wow.
Sure. Well, Kieran had played drums for 2 months before he joined us, had never seen a double bass pedal before he joined us. Now he's the master.
Oh, well,
and he paid his first gig within 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Oh, well, that's great stuff. Now, tell us, if people are listening out there and would like to know a little bit more about Pit, how can they find out more about you?
Best thing to do is go to our website. It's pretty much a nice diary or journal of the last 7 years of our lives. It's not necessarily very graphically intensive, but it's got tons and tons of text you can wade through, and it'll keep you up late at night if you want to find out anything and everything there is to know about us.
Okay.
And that you can find at pit.za.org.
And from there you can email us as well, and we'll put you on our gig list. Send us your mobile number as well, and we'll text you and send you an email before every gig.
Excellent. That's www.pit.za.org. Correct.
Yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Well, listen, guys, thank you very much for coming and playing today. It was a big surprise.
Pleasure.
And a very nice surprise.
Thanks, great.
Thanks for supporting
Shelter. Probably
our
best gig in the UK.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, definitely.
It sounded good to me, and thanks for coming along. Now we're gonna give listeners a chance to hear what you sounded like earlier on today, live. Here it comes. Thanks a lot, Pit.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Cheers.